Have your opinions changed about anything? I mean, I imagine if you're the kind of person who volunteers here, you probably never felt that all homeless people should be shipped to Siberia, but has it changed your vision of things at all working?
It's made things a little bit more personal. I think that a lot of people should be able to spend specific time with people. Specific time with people who are homeless because they just get more exposure to people's stories. They get more exposure to people who are actually going through tough times, suffering. So I think that that kind of changes my perspective a little bit, and I think that that has been important to me.
We're switching over equipment here, so you got two mics in your face. How does it feel to be surrounded by the paparazzi here?
All right, it's not too bad.
Not an everyday experience, right?
No.
What's your dinner today?
Macaroni and beef, and then we have salad, and then we have the orange slices and then bread, and then there's a dessert of a...
Oh, great. Oh, ice cream sandwiches. Maybe I'll be... You're one of the guests here. Yes, Christian.
I've been coming here for 15 years.
Wow. And you've actually been listening to the broadcast today.
Oh, yeah, all day. The marathon. It started at 10 a.m., right?
You got it.
Yes. I didn't like the thing about the drug addicts over there in Methadone Mile, because it is a disease, you know, to call them junkies and stuff. But the homelessness in Massachusetts, you're living in the best state in the whole union. You know, I've been homeless in other states, but by far, Boston is the place to be. There's meals every night of the week, six, seven nights of the week. There's churches put on meals. The churches are the only people that seem to want to help people, you know. There's all this money. The state and the state's got so much money, but it's these churches that help people. You know, the state's not in a hurry to help people. I was homeless for 20 years, but you know what it was personally for me? Was the drinking. If I didn't get off the drinking, you know, that was the answer to my homelessness, to my mental health issues. I've been in an apartment now 7 years. I've been sober 8 years, the grace of God. Everything fell into place when I got off the alcohol. You know, and the same with drugs. It'll take you down the same road.